everyone. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 45, a very special episode. We have Matt Malero and Dave Willis, both from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's right. There's a new season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force coming out on November 26th. Five brand new episodes, full episodes, you know, the normal format and everything. Now, Matt has never been on Radio Labyrinth, but he has been on the podcast. He was on a couple of, a while ago, talking about Postocalypse, the movie that he had, which was available on Tubi. But Dave's been on a bunch, and they're graciously sharing some time with us this evening. So hopefully you'll stick around and watch that. They're very funny gentlemen, and we're looking forward to that, especially the episode that I think I might be in. We'll find out.
Yeah, Tim's in an episode, so watch all the episodes.
That's right. Watch them. And then I'll print stills of the characters I'm playing and sign them at cons coming to you. I need money. Boy, do I ever. Hey, patreon.com/Tim Andrews is where you get the pre-show. You can sign up at any level to have access. It's not really a pre-show. I don't want to say that. It's our Patreon bonus show. You can also become a Radio Labyrinth producer at the $25 level, like Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Now, when you become a producer, you get your name right at the top of the show. And you also get a t-shirt from our brand new store, which Dustin will tell you about in a second. And you can get a printout or a custom doodle from Tim, a DFT, which, you know, there are examples of someplace. You'll be able to get them. Last week, we did an AI bit that Jeff absolutely hated. I don't know why he hated it so much. He drove over to my house and pissed on my yard. He hated it so much. Like that. But I made another one this week if you guys want to hear it. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Welcome to Talking Radio Labyrinth, the podcast that takes a look at the regional, semi-popular show that both Michael and I listen to every week during the pandemic. The show features Atlanta radio performer Tim Andrews, as well as the lovely and talented Steph Swain, my favorite one, if I'm being honest. Also, Dustin Lawler and the king of the hi-hats, Jeff Leboff.
Don't forget Ira Malkin. He was one of the first co-hosts. In fact, he came up with the name of the show, Radio Labyrinth.
But I don't know him. He wasn't on the show when I started listening.
You got to go back to the beginning, Steve. Ira had these great games, and he and Tim were always quoting The Jerky Boys and Midnight Run. Also, Ira's dad was in the Candid Camera movie.
Irregardless of that, I had a little downtime from my cop show with Magnum P.I., and Michael, he did the second season of The White Lotus, where the guy from Scarface and the Mozart movie.
Amadeus.
Anyways, we were having cannolis and espressos at Ferrari's, and Michael asked me if I listened. Turns out I did, and the rest is history.
History? We're just getting started.
It's a figure of speech. I'm going to start calling you Leboff.
Maybe you don't want to do this podcast, or is it just that you don't want to do it with me?
No, no, no. We're pals, Michael. And now you're starting to sound like Tim Andrews, getting all passive-aggressive like he does. I was going to call you Leboff.
Come to think of it, why would we do a show about their podcast? I mean, who are they?
Exactly. Except for Steph Swain, who loves dogs the way I do. I think they're douchebags.
Tim is a douchebag, for sure.
Dustin's nice. His brother wrestles.
He doesn't wrestle, Steve. He's in a band.
A band?
St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They opened for the Stones, met Mick and Keith. They're really good.
Those guys are douchebags too, not Dustin's brother's band.
Okay, this has been Talking Radio Labyrinth, our first and only episode. See ya, Steve.
Hey, Steph, keep it canine.
Yeah. Of course, that was Talking Sopranos parody, but I think they really nailed Imperioli was easy to do. It was hard. I had to do a lot of passes with Steve Sciarippa.
Yeah, the other guy though, the Sherpush, he sounds like what's his place, Pappy O'Danho. He sounds more like him.
A little, yeah, a little. So it goes up and down. It goes up and down.
Yeah.
Dustin, do you want to talk about the merch store?
Yeah, it's look below and click the link for the merch store. We've got a special right now going on for the first 30 days of the store. You get 10% off at checkout. You just put in the code. It's RLP123. I had to put some numbers in there. It wouldn't let me. But yeah, click on that. And also, we've got a link tree that's out too. I'm going to put the link for that in the description. If you guys want to see any of our social media, you got one place. You can go right there and click anything and get all the Radio Labyrinth you could ever want.
Is Tim's OnlyFans on there?
Get out of here. There's no OnlyFans that you know of. All right. Thank you. Stick around for Matt Malero and Dave Willis from Adult Swim's Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They're coming up next. Yeah.
You want me to get the shrink ray for your fat ass?
You used it on this door, didn't you?
It's all innocent fun.
No open drinks in the car.
But I'm a human-sized drink, so how do you square that?
The boys are back in an all-new 5-episode season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Premiering Sunday, November 26th at 11:30 on Adult Swim. Next day on Max.
Hey, it's Matt. I'm outside cooking.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey.
Gentlemen.
What are you making? Up? There's Dave.
I'm making a hanger steak on one grill and potatoes on another grill. Yeah.
What time can I come over?
Yeah, we'll be over after the show.
Yeah, when we're done.
I've got Salisbury steak I'm going to microwave right after this.
Lean cuisine?
They're both steaks. Steaks all the same. They've already got the grill marks on mine.
It's got the one mushroom on the bottom stuck to it.
Got the Sharpie grill marks.
Guys, both Dave and Matt are on the show this week to talk about the upcoming season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It's back 5 episodes. What is it, season 12, right?
No, it's actually season 14. PR, 14? I don't know what's going on with PR. Yeah. We outlived MASH. That's the important part.
Your last episode should be called Goodbye, Farewell, Amen 2. Can you do Carl talking about it being a baby?
It was a baby. He smothered it. Baby.
Is that what are you talking about?
Have you ever seen The Last MASH?
Oh, no. It's been so long. It's like weird because I'd watch it drunk and I was like, I thought for sure, you know, until that last episode, I was like, this is about Vietnam, right? Taking place in Vietnam. And, you know, I guess I just never focused on it. You know, Hawkeye'd get on his thing and I'd start and sort of tune him out. I would be on after the Giants, a late game, after 60 minutes. 60 minutes of being pissed off, I needed to see some comedy.
Yeah, you had All in the Family, MASH, The Jeffersons, and One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time, yeah.
Was that the lineup?
Not in that order, yeah. But that was the lineup.
Was Good Times on that network, too?
Yeah, but that was gone by the 80s. I think that show got canceled in 77 or 8.
My God.
This is like right after Penny got burned with the iron.
No, Penny got burned by that year before that show.
Oh.
Was that Dynamite guy? Was that Dynamite Good Times? Because yeah. I remember the first season of Aqua Teen, they wanted us to have descriptions of the shows. And we just had our PA just go pull all the descriptions from Good Times.
Oh, wow.
And replace the names with Shake, Meatwad, Fryhawk. And I think they printed it.
And now that you say that, though, I would love to see, like, if you do a whole season of Aqua Teen where each episode is them being the characters from different shows that we grew up with, like Good Times, yeah. Different Strokes. You could have, you know, Carl as Mr. Drummond.
Episode
on bicycle. Yeah, because this day and age, you can make fun of something like that.
I thought that there was a description of all the episodes that is the same now that just says food products live their lives in New Jersey or something. Yeah. I don't know if like some intern was tasked with this, but I'm like, I think it's great. I would love for that to be just be the description of the show going forward.
That sounds like a ChatGPT description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to clone Carl's voice using an AI and it took the accent out. And so it's just a straight, you know, the same resonance or whatever, but no accent at all, and it wouldn't work.
You can type in something and make Carl say it. I mean, it would probably be just easier to just text me and I'll just do it.
Just send it back.
Happy birthday, Tim's mom. Happy birthday, Tim's mom.
You got to get on Cameo. I'm on Cameo and I've sold 4. So I'm getting up there. I'm up there with Johnny, Jerky Boy Johnny. Killing off.
They dip into Cameo before Christmas.
We had hamburgers with Cameo at Ted's Montana Grill for the first movie.
Well, that's right. Yes. Yeah, Larry Blackman of Cameo. Yeah.
Well, the band.
Word Up? You're talking about Word Up Cameo?
Yeah, that's yeah, a that's we deleted are. Scene from the movie. We cut it out, I think, but it was, I don't know why, but he came to the Aqua Teen's house to perform a song. And boy, Larry Blackman was borderline abusive with the producer of the song. I mean, do you remember that? He was just like, this guy's green. This guy's green.
No, he was like, listening to his lyrics. He's like, is that compression? Did you put compression on my vocals? And it's this little white kid. He's like, just nervous. He was gone. He was out of there. And we're just sitting back there going, oh my God, the codpiece word up guy is giving him the business. Wow.
I mean, it's like that, that sketch from The State where the person complains about having pickles on their hamburger. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. And then the guy turns around to the burger chef and just goes, did you put pickles on his hamburger? You're just sitting there just quietly, like trying to just disappear in the back of the room while Larry Blackman is just abusing this little dude.
I talked to Jim Florentine yesterday. I interviewed him for about a half hour and I brought up that he's in an episode. I forget what season it was.
Yeah.
2013. And I said, were you a fan of Aqua Teen? He goes, no, I was at a show and one of the guys from the whoever makes it, they came up to me and asked me to do it. And I'm like, yeah, sure. As long as I'm here.
Yeah. He seemed about that enthused about it.
Yeah. That's his
register. That was about his level of enthusiasm.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. He was he's a fun guy. He's coming to town, but I was like all excited. I'm like, I get to tie in shows and he was, yeah, no, I don't watch it. Just make phone calls, metal. He's funny.
Well, you're pretty good in this what did we get you to do? We got you to do
Al Pacino. Yeah.
The Stallone we kept, which you hated, but we kept it and because it was great.
Okay.
What else?
Michael Caine.
Yeah. Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Kept that. Him. What is this machinist doing? It's bloody repetitive.
I practiced that around my son and he would hit me. Even if he had something in his hand, I would. That's the only thing I would go, and I can't really. Still, but that play with your cars. Because one of the cars in Cars 2 is Michael Caine.
And he plays the spy cop, right? Didn't he play the British spy cop?
Yeah, it's Alfa Romeo or whatever kind of car it is. It's like a James Bond type of thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I have lots of those toys around here.
Tim didn't wind up on the cutting room floor, is what you're telling us.
Oh, I love that. I think the Stallone was awesome. I was like, there's one. It's one of my favorite reads. It's like, let's watch the movie. I can't do it. But.
That's exciting. That episode isn't one of the first three, right? There's.
It is maybe the third one.
It is?
And, I think it's the third one.
I will say we may have. You're some of the Pacino, definitely. We may have gotten. Because we got Maurice LaMarche to do some stuff on that, and we may have gotten him to do a couple of the bigger reads, like the "She's got a great ass." That sounds like sort of Gilbert Gottfried more than Pacino does.
She's got a great ass.
but Stallone, Caine, probably 2/3 of the Pacino. Not sure if we got anything else.
Awesome. But even more cooler than that is you got Brian Cox, which floors me.
Us too.
It floored us until I heard him like on a McDonald's ad day, and I was like, he's doing voiceover. He's trying to build a trust fund for his children.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, is this one that he's on? Does it have anything to do with Succession?
No,
no, not at all.
Okay,
no.
But he does.
He's just a big booming voice from some ancient god. And he did a great job, though. I don't think he quite knew what it was, but he did it.
And I don't know what he thought of the script.
What did he say? He said, well, good luck with it. That's what he said.
Okay, you got everything. Good luck with it.
Thank you, Lecter.
He's the first Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter, right?
He's the best one ever, yeah. And he's also in Long Kiss Goodnight.
Long Kiss Goodnight.
That's a great movie.
Manhunter. Doesn't that have the one guy that wore the high-waisted jeans?
William Peterson?
Yeah.
He's not dead.
But he died.
He's not dead.
No. He died, and then he got in, his death was investigated by CSI.
Yeah. He's just no longer CSI-ing.
On television. So they wrote him to be alive.
No, and also, who else do we have? We have, I'm trying to find the notes here, Jeffrey. Dan Fogler, who's a very talented guy.
Former podcast guest, Dan Fogler.
Yeah.
Fogler is in that episode with you. He does an incredible, he does a pretty good Sean Connery in there, and he does an incredible Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and then he does some voices on another episode of Quiet Shake. You know, he's actually in town with, do you know Cooper Andrews, the guy who's from Walking Dead and Halt and Catch Fire? They're doing something called Kingdom Fest.
Yeah.
On up at Chateau Elan, like the 8th through the 10th.
Yeah, Josh Warren was telling me about that. He's friends with both of them.
Right.
So he was telling me about that they're doing something together. And we haven't been able to get Cooper on the show, but I've tried. I have his phone number, but I don't want to buy.
He's a really funny guy. The first time I met him, he was our boom operator on Your Pretty Face.
Really?
Oh, wow.
The whole time I'm just seeing his armpits like for 4 weeks, but he would always do these really great Walken impersonations. He's like, sound speed.
People either can do it or can't do it. There's no in between. I'm in the can't do it.
How is that possible?
It's hard. It's not as easy as you think.
Well, Cooper, I don't think I'd do it very well either, but Cooper would say you have to lengthen all the vowel sounds.
Hello.
And pause everywhere.
Ladies,
pause where you're not supposed to pause.
Foo Fighters.
Matt. And David.
And Dave.
And Dave.
You know, on the radio, Labyrinth.
Radio.
And it sort of drops. Yeah. And it kind of goes high there, like Dustin did. Do that.
Radio Labyrinth.
Radio Labyrinth
is a good podcast. Whatever that might be.
He's doing the Amy Poehler Christopher Walken.
There's so many Amy Poehlers. I'll have to do the Kevin Pollak Christopher Walken, which is
probably
the
best.
That's probably the gold standard, right?
Jay Moores is good. I think Pollak nails it the best. And he does the best Peter Falk. Everything that I do pretty much on the Von Hessler Doctrine is either they're dead or not culturally relevant anymore. It's okay. Or a politician, and I don't do politicians on this program, is, you know, why?
Who did you do earlier?
Is that Bob Dole?
Bob Dole?
I bet you've got a Bob Dole in there somewhere.
Well, I don't know if cigarettes are addictive. I know it's about Abbott, but I don't know that it's addictive. cigarettes are. Now, yesterday I went from Mitch McConnell, we were talking about doing something, to Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley. Now, can we get her a glass of water? She's thirsty. This woman testifying.
Can you do the Oklahoma senator, the Teamsters president?
Oh, the MMA guy?
He goes, how about you get your butt up? And then the Teamsters president is like, how about you get your butt up?
We'll do it right here, right now. No, wait a minute. You're both U.S. This is, you're a U.S. senator. You're a U.S. Sit down. Sit. And then, gentlemen, this is a hearing. Gentlemen. I know you're a Teamster. That's how I get all my money. But sit down.
How about you get your butt up? How about you get your butt up?
Go right here. Go right here. He was an MMA fighter, I think. He looks a little flabby.
Yeah. I think the Teamster could have took him. Just with pure grit.
They don't have canes to beat each other with.
So mamby-pamby lines like, how about you get your butt up?
Yeah.
Let's settle it right here. Right here. In the Senate.
Bernie is the guest referee.
1, 2, 3. You're the new champ.
Somebody showed me a video of these kids robbing an Amazon truck in Atlanta the other day.
That was funny.
Yeah, and they were like, it's like, I can't believe it. I'm like, really? Look at our freaking Senate. Why can't you believe
fighting
kids would be robbing an Amazon truck?
Did you ever see that Bernie versus Trump debate show? What was it, like Anthony Atumiak?
Atumiak, yeah.
Who was the guy who did Bernie on that?
He's that comedian. I'll think
of it. But he'd be like, the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%.
That's beautiful. I did a fake album thing of him singing classic rock songs, and I made a video out of it and put it on TikTok. And my ex-girlfriend sent it to me. I mean, I haven't talked to her in a while. She texted me, goes, have you ever seen this? This is hilarious. And I went, yeah, I've seen it. And that's all I said. And then she wrote me back a couple hours later and said, yeah, my brother said this was you. Sorry.
James Adomian. That's it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, he's great. He's a good
one. Yeah, he is.
Who did you guys get to do Dylan? What was his name?
James Austin Johnson did Dylan.
Yeah.
J-C-K. Oh.
Not only does he do Dylan, he does every single era of Bob Dylan from the beginning to now.
He does four different versions, four different right. Dylans.
Okay.
Well, and then, yeah, and then he did the Louis C.K., which was kind of interesting because he was like, I'm not supposed to do any voices that I do on SNL.
Really?
So, but he's like, fuck it. I keep pitching Louis C.K. and they won't do it. So.
They're pretty conservative, I guess.
Who's the one female on Saturday Night Live right now? Last week, she did Mulaney. She did an impression of John Mulaney. It destroyed me. It was so
really.
Good. Oh God, it was perfect. And like when she ended it, she just walked away. She goes, "I used to be addicted to drugs." But she did her hair and all. Yeah, she had all of his inflections. It was great.
At some point, we do have to mention that Aqua Teen Hunger Force is returning to Adult Swim. On Saturday or Sunday. It's the 26th of November, correct?
Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah, we don't know.
Soon.
Very
it's
soon.
Just right after it's after Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if it's Saturday. I think it's Sunday night, probably.
The 26th is Sunday. I think it's the 26th.
And two episodes or just one a week?
Well, two the first night and then one a week after that.
All right.
And for five total episodes of new ones?
Yeah.
And that's because the new bosses wouldn't give you enough money to make a full season.
We're calling it a micro mini nano season.
Yeah.
What's his name? Halloween?
Oh, no, it's not him that did it. No, Olin is he's great. He's running everything right now.
I've washed his hair.
How about is that right?
Yes, I've really? Washed his hair and given him a scalp massage. Wow.
Good dragon.
That's right. You worked at that.
You just leave that with no context whatsoever.
Oh, this was at his house a week ago.
This afternoon.
No, I told you that. Him and that guy who from Mastodon, I washed his hair, Bill.
Yeah.
Wow.
He worked with Mastodon.
Watch. Yes. Ron White wouldn't let me. Nah, man, you sit over there. I don't want to him.
He could tell you were really gonna get in there.
No, he handed me I don't know if you have to know Cabbage Town, but the barbershop is like 20 feet, 30 feet from the tavern and Milltown Tavern, whatever the hell it's called.
Right.
And went to get him and tell him that the guy was ready to cut his hair, and he goes, "All right, hang on." And he pulls his joint, just lights it, and as we're walking under an umbrella, he just inhales the whole thing, but the roach, and goes, "Yeah, finish it." I said, "I'm at work." "I don't care, but smoke the shit." So I took a hit of it. It was the best pot I think I've had in 25 years. I couldn't work the rest of the day. I just kind of...
You couldn't shampoo people's hair the rest of the day?
No. We got up, but I couldn't focus on
it. You were trying to do it at each individual hair?
Yeah.
You only put conditioner in?
Can I pull foils out of your hair, Ian? Toby Huss was in there one time, and when I was checking him out, I did an impression of, what was Hank Hill's neighbor's name?
Which Dale? One? Dale Gribble?
Con. No, not Dale.
Con.
I went,
Ocean.
I did the impression of him, of Con, and he just looked at me, and I said, "Yeah, you're very funny," and I go, "Would you ever come on this show?" And he never came back to the shop, so that was
okay. That's too bad.
Well, you know, I shouldn't have done that.
How are they going to replace him as Khan? They had to replace, we had to we had to replace, after that whole thing with Central Park, we had to replace Boxy Brown.
You did?
Yeah. That's Killer Mike doing Boxy Brown now.
Oh, well, the voice, as long as Boxy's there. But you were hilarious doing Boxy Brown.
But yeah, they, after that whole, I think they're figuring, I don't see Toby Huss playing Khan anymore.
No, probably not.
No. You guys had Diallo Riddle as well. Can you tell us what he was doing?
Former podcast guest Diallo Riddle.
Yeah, we had him on here. Yeah.
Did you? How was he?
He was great. I want to believe that I had something to do with that because I told him how much you liked Sherman's Showcase. And he was so excited about it.
Yeah, he was.
I like Southside a lot.
Or Southside. Yeah, that's what I meant.
He's from South Fulton originally. But
Yeah,
he and Bashir Salahuddin are both in it. Diallo plays Terry the Singing Tank Engine, which is a friend of Meatwad's / toy of Meatwad's. Bashir sort of plays this heavy at the end. Should we mention the other surprise casting we have, Matt? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. We got Lance Henriksen.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
I love it. You went right to Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. And we had a line in there that was, we twisted it. It was originally a line from Bishop. And before he read it, he said, "This is a Bishop line." So cool that he caught on to it. Danny Trejo got him.
Cool.
Machete. They're making Machete in space, which I can't wait to see.
No. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I loved Machete.
Yeah, I did too.
Matt, you got me to watch this horror movie. Now I don't remember the name of it, and I feel terrible. But it was scary and creepy. What was it called?
Malum? Malum.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Wow. That's a
freaky movie.
That's a good movie. That's like creepy from the start, you know?
Yeah.
Every day he tells me to watch Malum.
I paid for it.
I'm like, I got it.
I got it.
I got posted all over my computer monitor. Malum. Red Malum tonight.
Malum's on Stars right now if you want to watch it.
Oh, it is now? So you can watch it without paying. I paid because that's how I do. I don't steal anymore. unless I don't have the service it's on, then I'll steal it.
this season of Creepshow has been really good.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they're kind of up and down, but the season's been very good. Very gory, but also, you know, tongue in cheek.
I love horror stuff, but I don't watch any TV, so I don't catch up on any of it.
Do you like good horror movies, though?
Yeah, I'm big into horror films.
I can't with Gil watch the horror movies because the other night, Halloween weekend, my wife started watching Scream, and you could watch anything and he won't pay attention to it, but he was staring right at the screen. And I said, "Why don't you change it?" Okay. She changed it. She put on Schitt's Creek, which just swear words. I like him watching Aqua Teen because he likes, first he'll point at Carl's car and go, "Look, Daddy, car," which he did on Family Guy the other night. I was watching Family Guy. And they had their red station wagon, and he goes, "Look, Daddy, car."
That car is actually my old Dodge Stealth.
What, the Too Wicked?
Carl's car, yeah. We took a picture of it, and then Bob Pettit, our background guy, you know, we came up with that Too Wicked thing, which kind of comes from a Lynch Mob album, and put it on there.
I'd like to go through every episode and figure out how much money it has cost Carl to repair it every season.
He's got like a fleet of Two Wickeds.
Oh, okay.
He's got like a Leno warehouse. But it's all Two Wickeds.
Yeah.
He bought all the Dodge Stealths that were available. That's why the price went up so high. He cornered the market.
Yeah. That's why they don't make him anymore.
He should have like a
with that
Daytona
pink aftermarket whale tail and those wipers, those aerodynamic windshield wipers.
Look like they would cut you.
I'm always tempted to do my Carl, but I can't do it in front of Dave. I get embarrassed. Somebody paid me to do it last Christmas for a message for one of their friends. And they said, "I want Carl to call Kim Jong-un and threaten him." So I said, "Well, two stipulations on this are you can't ever give it to anybody or put it online. And two, I'm not doing an Asian accent for Kim Jong-un." And the guy was like, okay. So I did it.
What? Come yeah. on. Do it. You got to do the other guy's accent. Otherwise, it won't work for me.
I can't. I don't want to. I get canceled.
Well, Tim, maybe you could think of yourself as a different version. Like you could be Curl and you drive a Daytona Shelby.
Sure.
You come for me. You ain't got enough gas in the rocket to hit Jersey. Go ahead. Blow up California. I'd like to see Hollywood go away. What? How close are you going to get? You ain't got no engineers there. Everyone's eating bark for food. You're gonna be lucky to hit Kansas.
Let's get William Tokarski on to talk politics. That's his. I think he's a funny, hilarious actor, and he takes care of that stuff well on Instagram. So I want to get him on here. What does he do now? Does he do movies and stuff, or is he still with Adult Swim?
He was on the Welcome to Flatch, but it got canceled.
Oh, that's right. He was funny as shit in that show.
Yeah,
I think he constantly gets. I think people still recognize him from Too Many Cooks. Like he every time I run into him, and I do occasionally run into him, he'll say, "Jack Black." Recognize me from Too Many Cooks. And all of a sudden I go from some guy selling fruit in the background of Jumanji for one day to a guy selling fruit in the background of Jumanji for 7 days. That's all because of Jack Black.
Don't you love the structure of our interview? I love that we can do this. Thank you guys. You know, one thing I like to bring up all the time is if you have any of those old Onion compilation books, you could see both Matt and Dave in there playing different characters. I think Dave is like a stoner uncle who gives his nephew a joint or something.
And no, Matt, I was an ad executive who asked my 15-year-old nephew if he knows where I can get ecstasy.
Oh, ecstasy. And Matt, I asked you, do you remember what yours was? Because you just have this big smile.
No, I don't. I don't remember, but I remember... Todd Hanson came down. He was the head writer for The Onion for a while, and he came down and worked with us on Space Ghost. And I'm sure that's how we ended up in there.
Do you think you'll ever revisit Space Ghost?
We tried a couple years ago. We wrote a treatment for the movie.
We had we had a nice treatment laid out. We pitched it to Warner Brothers, and it seemed like there was a little interest, but then it. I don't know. It just died on the vine.
Then Discovery came in and did all their shit. Now everything just got stalled for years.
Space Ghost was living in Orlando. He was working as a greeter at like this Planet Hollywood knockoff called Celebra Burger.
Yeah.
And he kept putting like all of his stuff on the walls, and he'd come into work the next day and they'd be gone. The Phantom Cruiser was booted. God, what else? Like, and he was constantly like butt dialing Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien would pop up on his thing and he'd be like, sorry, butt dial, just hang up on him.
Speaking of George, is he in any of the episodes? Did he get healthy enough? Did you use him at all?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he had his like rib cage cracked open. He had like some serious heart surgery.
Yep.
He's doing better.
Good.
Who else did we use? Eric Bauza. You ever hear of him? He's all over that Coyote versus Acme movie that apparently Warner Brothers is going to shit can for.
Yeah. For tax.
You know, we shouldn't say that these episodes are going to air yet until we've seen them on television.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Anything could happen in the next 2 weeks.
No, why are they canceling that movie?
Tax break.
It's $30 million tax break.
Yeah, it was $30 million budget, so they figure they'll take the $30 million as opposed to what it could make.
It's got to be better than Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
But Eric Bauza is all over that. He did some stuff for us. There was
who else? There were some people that wouldn't work with us. Dolly Parton wouldn't work with us.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Still mad about the Squidbillies incident?
Maybe because of that. We never know why.
She sent us a very hateful, profanity-laced email directly from her. I have her email, her Gmail.
you're not lying. Brian.
It's what you would think. I mean, it's the most obvious. You'd think she'd come have some acronym or something, but no, it's dollyparton@gmail.com.
You're bullshitting. She.
Profanity made me blush. Horrible language.
She eats so much spam. I just don't understand that.
So much. And she said that if we even mentioned as much, that she would hop out of her roller coaster in Dollar World and leave some stiletto cowboy boots so far up our ass. I didn't show it to anybody because frankly, I was embarrassed for her because at that age, I mean, it's so unbecoming, you know.
She'll beat you with a mold of Porter Wagner. And I'm not talking about his body.
Who of us turned it? Wesley Snipes turned us down. Well, we never heard back from them. We tried for months. But who cares, right? Wesley.
You've had a lot of good one-offs or people who've done a couple. Steve Sciarippa, it was hilarious as the mob guy. Well, who else was on that episode? You actually had Christopher, Michael Imperioli, right?
And we were, I don't know if we got him. We were trying to get a lot of Sopranos people there for a while. We got a few of them.
Well, you got the guy who played Pussy. What's his name? Vincent.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we were getting a bunch of people from The Wire, too.
You got Idris Elba to play the construction worker, or was he the cop?
He played the cop. He was on that session, and he had an idea for a show that was a cartoon. And I don't know what it was this character, like, you know, when he's from Sierra Leone, so his voice is, his accent, he does this whole sort of American or British thing, but his voice is actually like really like, there's this character called Mr. Inni, and he just says inappropriate things, and then he says, that's normal for this, Inni. Like, that was like the whole pitch. I was like, wow, it sounds like you've got this very well developed.
Yeah, Inni.
And then like 6 months later, people were like going, could he be the next 007? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I was like, hey, what about that Mr. Innit show idea? We should hop on that.
Yeah. Matt, was Postocalypse big enough to where you can get a sequel, or if you're not interested in a sequel?
I don't know. I mean, the sequel has been written and it's hanging out, but then the strike happened. So I really don't know where it stands right now. And we'll never get the numbers, just like with Aqua Teen Plantasm.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to know how well it did.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, yeah, I hope it comes through. It'd be fun. It was fun to make that.
What if you measured everybody who was annoyed that they kept getting text messages throughout Plantasm?
Like, there's a way to count that because there was a limit to what we could do.
Yeah.
And I think we re-upped it.
Yeah. Cause initially it was supposed to really bug the shit out of you. Like, we had a script of 150 texts. You were just going to get bombarded where it was going to take over your experience of watching the movie. Like, you'd have to turn off the TV and shut your phone off.
I watched it on my phone. So imagine how fun that was.
Oh, God. they took our 20-page script for it and turned it into like 1.5 because it cost a lot of money to do that. We didn't have the budget at the time.
Yeah, and didn't we have a plan there for a little bit where we were like, can we get a company to underwrite this? Like, we were trying to figure this out with salespeople. Like, can't we just inundate people with like Mint Mobile ads? Like, thanks to Mint Mobile, we're going to make your next 2 hours miserable. But then our ad sales guy was like, well, how do you feel about the butt plug joke? Oh, that's staying. Well, then forget it.
Who's let you get away
about
with
about Carl's Jr.? No.
No.
Oh, nobody.
Boost Mobile let you get away with a lot.
Well, yeah, yeah. But they didn't.
They paid for that.
Oh, okay.
Big time.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I was.
And they didn't just have a good sense of humor.
Oh, I see.
That was a episode mask. That was a product placement masking as an episode.
You couldn't tell.
Guys, oh, yeah. And in that episode, we have Axe Body Spray come in at the end because Mr. Peanut turned us down. It had okay. nothing to do with Aqua Teen.
When we were done with that, we were kind of like, man, like ad sales got a ton of money for that. Like a million bucks, like something crazy amount. And at Christmas, they mailed both Matt and I like these sort of travel lotion kits that say Matt put his in a FedEx box and FedExed it back to them.
Oh, great. Corporations are great. Like we get a sweatshirt every 2 years that they trade for. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, you should have seen the Warner Brothers Discovery box of goodies that we got last year. I got a mug for the Flash, that a coffee mug, I guess, supporting the movie made by that kid who abducted some people. Right. Right. That they were like, do we drop it or digitally replace him with Tobey Maguire's face? Do we get all behind this? Best superhero movie ever by someone who abducted someone. Of course, there's a one of one.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we get in that thing?
We got Harry Potter ones. Those were
those are pretty good. Those
plastic
are pretty
good.
Yeah, man. Those are like props. Those are like replicas. Like they light up and they do shit and they make noises and.
Oh, cool.
I don't
but it did feel like
Harry
they
Potter,
were like, cool. What kind of shit do we have back in the warehouse? Let's put this together.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we have any DVDs for the Chip and Joanna stuff? Well, why don't we put that out on DVD? Oh, because no one watches it more than once? No one watches it outside of a waiting room in a hospital?
What has to happen for us to get more episodes than just five? Everybody watches it 50 times each?
Thought about that. I should ask, because I did say that in one interview. I did say, keep watching it. Even if you're not in the room, just keep replaying it, because it's on Max the next day. Just keep replaying it on Max. You think they'll figure that out? You think they're smart enough to know, like, well, we got a million views, but really it was five people watching it 200,000 times on every TV in their house.
It's all from the same IP address.
Yeah. It's all the same 11 fans.
It's got to be so weird, though, for you guys to have worked in the industry back when things aired and they were given time and all that other stuff. And now it's just spit it out. What happened this weekend? It's dead or it's good. Then people are... It's so crazy how they do you guys.
Yeah, it's so different too, because it's just like you just drop another fish in the sea, you know, when it comes on streaming. It's just, that's how I felt with Pasta. It was just like, blip, it's up there with 5 million other things. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no like, I mean, you know, we're doing press here and there, but not really big press, but at least we're getting some stuff out. But yeah, I think when it aired, it was a bigger deal. Like, here it comes, you know, here comes the shit that's... This show especially put this place on the map and makes them a ton of money. But now it's just like, look, oh, it's on Max. Oh, is it? I don't know. Is it even there?
Well, and just the way the networks put it together, the Adult Swim block, they're in those early 2000s. I mean, everybody I knew, that's, we all, like, you would get together with people and watch the Adult Swim block. And it was like a thing.
That's how it is everywhere. That's how it is with life. And it's everyone's attention. And I think it's phones. I think it's, you know, the world. And weirdly, I watch more TV now than I ever did, because I've just got this rotating list of things where I'm like, so-and-so said this is good. And I'll check it out for like 12 seconds. I'm like, this sucks. Yeah. You know, and my kid will come into the room. I'll like, leave daddy alone. Daddy's at work. you know, just watching TV. And I'm just like, I can't. I mean, Netflix has just got like a billion things. And most of it I hate. You know, it's like you gotta get all the streaming channels to piece together like five things you want to watch.
Yeah, everything ought to be a la carte, I think. But then it would be expensive, I guess. Everything would be expensive.
Then it'd be cable again.
Yeah.
Then it'd be, you know, I saw that Albert Brooks thing, and then I rewatched Lost in America. What am I doing? I'm just rewatching things I love, and, you know.
Do you listen to a same album more than once? That's how I look at it. That's why I'll watch Aqua Teen again or watch The Sopranos again. There's little things in it that take you back, but also use, I don't know. I know it's lazy to rewatch shit you've already watched, but I think it's comforting sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I find it comforting the word that nobody has smartphones like in those movies or just people acted differently. It's kind of like to your point.
But I didn't know half the shit I learned in that Albert Brooks documentary. I didn't even know about it. All that early comedy and that album, the comedy records he made that now I want to get.
Yeah,
even though they're dated.
No, the comedy record's really funny. The Comedy Plus One, and then the there's like a 10-minute documentary. It's on the internet. The Ned Hastings, our like editor and resident comedy trivia expert, sent me a link to that. It was like a 10-minute short that he made about some comedy school. Really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that little bit where everyone's doing the spit take towards the instructor. And it's just the floor is just filled with just a puddle of spit.
And watching Johnny Carson laugh like he did, because you could tell when he laughed like that, it was genuine.
It's kind of funny. It's like it is like you think about it, like your kids are never going to know Letterman. And Letterman was so important and formative, and you know, we're like the last generation that remembers like Carson, you know, and those terrible bits that he would do, and the terrible monologues, and that was just a whole thing. And you'd watch that because, well, shit, there was nothing else on. You know, that was it.
Yep.
Yeah. If you didn't want to go to bed at midnight, I guess we'll see if Jack Hanna is on with his Tigers.
Because you know you're getting dead air. Just
right.
In about another 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Sign off.
We had the odd couple in them honeymooners, Jeff and I, because we had Channel 11 out of New York. So at night, it was either the honeymooners or the odd couple at 11. And then they followed each other. Sometimes they flipped them around. So in the summer, I would watch those. And then I'd wait for Letterman because I wasn't going to watch Johnny. I was, 15? I was like, he's for old people. I'm going to watch David Letterman.
Didn't you work in like the, your first job at Turner was like answering viewer mail or something?
Me? Yeah. Answering viewer mail. It was just TBS. It was a super station. There was nothing but that mansion.
Wow.
And I had one of those green fonted computers, you know, that keyboard was all one thing.
Oh,
and everybody wanted to know when McClintock was going to air. But I'd get mail and I would type the answer because I had the access to scheduling. And then I'd put stamps on or take them to the mailroom, buckets of postcards from Turner. So I did that part time, but then at night I worked at the movie theater on Monroe. Made three times the money. And I was a projectionist.
At the Plaza?
No, it was UA. Right now it's called it's next to Trader Joe's right there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, Midtown Art Cinema.
Yeah, yeah. So when I was, it was like where I was running Beetlejuice. And I mean, I can't remember what was going on up there, but man, that was cool. I love doing that stuff.
Did ladies ever send things to Bill Tush when you were answering the mail?
No, if they did, it didn't come my way because I was in programming. So that's where I met Lazo. And that's now I got to know him. And then that's how I ended up doing Space Ghost, you know, starting with him. And then much later, we went through that rigmarole. And then I think I went away to do something else. And then when I came back, Dave was there and we were still doing Space Ghost. And then that led to Aqua Teen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you and Dave met. He was already working there when you came back.
We got put together. You came back and we did that Hanson episode with Santa Claus, where Santa Claus accidentally killed someone.
Yeah. And Space Ghost has to go to the bathroom, but at his apartment, because he takes some camping.
Is Todd Barry in any of these episodes?
No.
I think the only time we ever worked with him was that Romulox character.
Yeah, okay.
Trendy character.
Yeah. God, that was season one or season two.
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm trying to get him to come on the show, and I sent him, I want to interview him because he's coming to town. And I said, and part of my pitch was, I know Dave Willis.
That's not a pitch for him.
I said, we could talk about The Wrestler now that the strike is over, or we could talk about your appearance, Aqua Teen. I know Dave Willis. And I didn't expect to get an answer back. And he wrote, how do you do these interviews, Tim? And I told him how I do them, and I haven't heard back yet. So
mm-hmm. I mean, it's so funny. He's like, I mean, I'm not buddies with him by any stretch. You know, maybe he is super funny. Like, he'll just send me an email. Like I haven't heard from him in 2 years, and I'll get an email. It'll be like, Todd is ready for more voiceover opportunities. 5 exclamation points.
You ever watch him when David Letterman called him when he was in high school?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. We can stop talking about Todd Barry now, but it is funny. They're still saying all over the place it's Aqua Teen Hunger Force season 12, even though
they're not counting the differently named seasons. Maybe.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
No, it really is 14 though.
Yeah.
Even AI PR, we did a bunch of press. Yeah. The AI did it.
You think the AI program that purchases and develops shows for Max has them all labeled under one? Or is it separately?
Or an intern just put in the full name and those 12 are the only ones that came up instead of the other two?
Yeah. Well, it's November 26th, 11:30 p.m. is the new episode. Do you know the title of the one that I'm a part of? Are you allowed to say that so we can plug it?
The T's or twos.
T's.
I think.
Well, watch all five of them. Watch all five of them. You can, if you didn't see the movie Aqua Teen Forever Plantasm, it's on Blu-ray. You can get that. You can also stream it, I guess, if you want. I don't know. It's hard to find things now. I was looking for Mike Tyson mysteries to re, because I rewatch things that I like, and I was looking for it. Now you got to pay for it, which I'm not going to do because it's on some weird, not Max.
We don't know where our movie is. Our first one.
No?
I don't even know if you can rent it.
I don't think you can get it anywhere.
I was like, what? I mean, at least just put it out there. Put it on the cutout bin. Like, like what? Why is it not available to even access? Like, I wonder if Videodrome has it.
Is that the 07?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, the 07. Colon movie for, I think if you buy Saw, you should get it for free.
You can rent it through Apple TV off Apple.
You can borrow my DVD copy.
You get it on Amazon? I could.
Yeah, you can buy it through Amazon, Vudu, and Microsoft.
Yeah. Okay. You can't. It's autographed. First time I met Dave. Hey, can you get me this rare EP of Superchunk from the movie? Thanks. Hey, nice to meet you. Can you do something for me? I like it. At least they did play it though and gave you a shout out when you weren't there, but they did it, like your buddy sent you, right?
Oh, I did. I went to that. Yeah, they did play it. And they had a yeah, well, it made me look bad because I was like, hey, will you guys do this song for the thing? And then our boss was like, I'm not putting this on the soundtrack. And I'm like, well, what is it, all this other shit on the soundtrack? A soundtrack is like, it's a CD. It holds like 80 minutes. Like, you won't.
Yeah.
Fuck, put a bonus track on there. Like, Jesus. So that's a fun phone call to make. Hey, guys, you know that song I begged you to do? The one that you paid to record and all that and spent all that time on. And they also did that like special vinyl for it. I was like, God.
Say you wouldn't get me.
Ended up looking like an app. I didn't give you that?
No, I'm kidding. I don't care.
I'm sure I have at least an extra of that.
When I want to listen to it, I have this. And I do listen to it from time to time. And I did
buy it. I'll look. I got a crawl space that is just a veritable museum of Aqua Teen ephemera. You had no idea how much stuff is in there.
I'll go do
it. Someday I'm going to let my kids have a storage space full of it when I die.
How much Squid Billy stuff is down there? I would like to get back and find all those episodes.
I have all the DVDs. I love telling people at WSB who've never heard of it, and they're all Georgia fans, I'll find the episode where I'm the GPS, and I'll play it for them. They're like, holy shit. And then I'll play for them the episode where, you know, he's just God yelling at Fred Armisen. And then I show them the actual clip where he was God. You know, that's such a great episode. And that is Riley Martin in the God episode too of Squidbillies?
He's in like the Four Horsemen Rapture episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Riley Martin. And then he started calling our production manager like off hours all the time.
Really?
Melissa, you have a wonderful voice. Has anyone told you?
The ambulance. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Beobulance.
I'm making my special patches. I can't.
All right, guys. Thank you for spending time with us tonight, man. And
thanks, y'all. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to promote things that we love, and we love Aqua Teen. And please go ahead and shout out all your TikToks and Instagram on it.
Watch Aqua Teen over and over and over and over and over and over again. If you go away until on Thanksgiving. Dead.
Yes.
Set your TV to repeat.
Here's a good tip. You have a smart TV or whatever TV you have, put it on there on repeat, then your phone, and then your iPad or whatever tablet you have, and just keep them on repeat, all three of them going throughout the holiday. And then
holiday.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, neither one of you guys have Instagram?
Dave has Instagram.
I do, but I don't hardly ever use it outside of my toilet.
I feel like if you went on there as Carl, just you, and told people to watch it, you would get it.
I should do that. I should do that. That's a thought. Maybe I will.
Start a hashtag thing. Get that. That's what the kids do, they say.
You're right. I know you're right. Intellectually, I know it, but...
You guys know the show about a puppet?
Oh, yeah.
I hate you, Tim.
Why do you hate your puppet? She doesn't like your voice. She hates your voice. This is the voice of the puppet. And it's because it's a lisp. She hates it so much. I've tried different voices. By the way, I'm a big Aqua Teen fan. I live in a red box and I used to watch them.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get your cameo to do it. Oh.
Oh, God.
Sweet, sweet nipples.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say hi. I'm a big fan. I loved Postapocalypse too.
You look like something out of Meet the Feebles.
Yes. All right, Steph hates me, so I'm gonna say bye.
We have to get the red box troll.
Yeah.
I hate lisps. I hate to be that way, but it's really the only physical prejudice that I have against anyone.
Yeah. It's such a dysfunctional, error in humans.
So you're telling me you hate my son who has a lisp.
If he still talks like that when he's 25, yes.
He'll get over it.
Yeah, get over it. I'm not paying for speech therapy. You figure it out. I had to put my own braces on when I was 30. With glue. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Everybody watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force season 14.
Or 12.
14.
17.
17. November 26th of this year. And again, put it on repeat. You guys gonna do Dancing is Forbidden? That's a podcast I like to listen to. Those guys are nice. Or that guy is nice.
We just did him, right?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we're gonna do him again. Yeah.
We did a special episode about Ham Banana and neither one of us rewatched it.
You didn't?
We didn't have anything to offer.
I know. I texted Dave a couple months ago. Hey, who is this? Remember the specific detail of this episode? You're like, no, I don't. And I get it. Like, why would you? But
once it airs, we flush it.
Yeah.
Flush it from our Zap RPRAM.
My friend Matt lives in Korea, and every once in a while we'll send images of Ham Banana to each other tonight.
It's so funny. Tonight, you guys flush it, and I probably on my deathbed I'll remember the Hate the Whites episode from Squidbillies. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Chalkies,
the chalkies,
like,
yeah,
going around looking like light bulbs.
Yeah,
that's completely gone off of Max. That's nowhere to be found.
Well, you got to get physical media.
Good luck. Get physical media, folks. Buy it on DVD.
Yep. And if you want to watch Shake Like Me, haha, you can't because you don't have the deal.
Come to my house. I'll show it. I'll do a special screening in the back.
Before I let you, I just want to say that really cool that we get to know you and we can have this kind of chill conversation with both of you guys, but that also meeting dudes who were creating stuff when we were just getting out of college. That we were getting, you know, doing bong rips and watching every time it was on. So I think it's pretty awesome. And we love all the stuff that you guys do. So I'm glad you're continuing to do it for us old Gen Xers and younger people. But you know what I mean? For sure.
Before we leave, we've got a couple of cool things coming out. So coming up that we're working on, we can't say much, but we did write a screenplay and we're going to try to get that made. We're just in the starting portion of that, but
another movie or different altogether?
Live action. No,
it's a movies. It's live action. It's a sci-fi comedy.
Great.
Cool. Yeah, I'm casting right away. I don't even know what the role is. Danny McBride. You just have to get him. He has to be.
And we're also developing a new animated show that we're going to go out and pitch in January.
If you need a troll.
Okay, we know where to get one.
And when I email Todd Barry back tonight, I'm going to tell him that he's got some opportunities coming up. I tweeted one time that something I said, hey, yeah, I talked about Todd Barry with Dave Willis, and he wrote back, oh, what did he say? All right, guys, have a great holiday.
Yeah, come back and tell us any new stuff you got coming down the pike.
Yeah. We got a lot. We got a lot, but it takes everybody forever. So, all right, guys. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
See you all.
Guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was a lot of fun. Holy shit. You know what I loved about
Matt's
that?
Food was probably burned completely to a crisp.
Right.
I think he ate it while we were talking.
I was wondering, I'm like, God bless it.
We just shot the shit with him. It was fun. I love that. That was great. Thank you both for coming on. I'm starting to like just completely fade. We have to do this. Hey, well, we want to thank our guests, Matt Malero and Dave Willis. Season 12/14 of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, November 26th on Adult Swim. And then eventually Max. But before we go, we told you that if you leave comments, we'll read them. So now we're going to read these comments before we say goodbye. From Patreon, Terry Fuller said, today I learned that Tim enjoys slopping stuff up with tentacles. Life is oddly. Brian Jackson, 7525 said, the AI segment was great. Had to watch it twice because I was laughing so hard. So At least one person liked it.
There you go, Tim. Then you get some validation.
Well, Brad Perkins says
that's a ChatGPT AI NPC that posted that comment.
Brad Perkins 6888 said, "Stealing AI, stealing voices. Where does it end? Wide is the road to destruction." But then he said, "Great show." So obviously, he all right, Steph. Anything to say about Barkville this week?
Well, the show will be out like early Saturday morning, but if you're still around or you want to come out to this pickleball thing, I'm going to be working a table with my good friend Loretta. I'm not really sure what I'm doing, but I'll be there. So okay, come on out. It's in Alpharetta at it's at the Windward Lake Club in Alpharetta. And I'll be there.
Pickle Bottoms pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
There will be no pickle bottoms being thrown. I'll be there from like 10 to 3. Me and Loretta, we're selling merch. I'm not really sure.
Y'all got merch.
So that's the Saturday. But anyway, Barkville, dog rescue, blah, blah, pickleball.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Until next time, please remember to keep it.